In a moment, I'm going to ask you to do something. Don't worry, it is nothing too challenging. The thing is that it's really difficult to bring our attention to something without changing it in some way. So if I ask you to call your attention to it, you will nearly always change it. However large or small that shift may be, I know this because I've been practicing it for 30 years. So I invite you to bring your attention to your breath. You can try as hard as you may not to change it, but there will be something in you that wants to shift it just by bringing your attention to it. So go ahead and do what it is with your breathing, what your body wants to do with your breathing. Take a deep breath or notice your breath coming into your body or where it goes or how good it feels to let it go. Or yawn if that's what you need to do. Just do what your body wants or needs in this moment. Breathing is a process, and breath in so many ways is process itself. There's a theology, a way of making meaning in our lives. Some choose to call that meaning-making God. You choose what works for you. This theology is called process theology. Elizabeth Stevens writes, in process theology, God or the spirit of life or the creative spirit or goodness or love, insert whatever word works for you there, awakens deep longings in the heart, luring not just people, but all of creation forward in a continually unfolding process of growing and becoming. New scientific knowledge and advanced paths of inquiry revealed complexity and contradictions. As quantum mechanics emerge, the image of God as divine watchmaker who set the world in motion and then let it do its thing no longer worked. First of all, in observing experiments, it became clear that things on the smallest level were not as predictable as they should be. On a molecular, atomic, and subatomic level, it seemed almost as if these particles were choosing whether or not to follow the rules. It also became clear that the act of observing had an effect, changing the result of any experiment. Like Ramon in our story today, it was his sister Marisol's observations that helped him see his art in a new way, that called to his creativity, that lured him into exploring more and more deeply. She loved his drawings. She created a gallery in her room, and that allowed Ramon to see himself through her eyes in a new way and to expand his ishness beyond the pen and paper. Process theology was developed by Alfred North Whitehead in the early 20th century. In 1929, he published his book. Whitehead was looking for a way to make sense of the world given the newer scientific discoveries. Whitehead acknowledged that new scientific understanding made it impossible to imagine the universe in a mechanical linear paradigm with a God, with a God entirely external and superior, all powerful and never changing, the way that Newton had imagined that. The name of the book Whitehead wrote is called Process and Reality, an Essay in Cosmology. It is not light reading, just so we're clear. There have been many books written explaining process and reality. The process theology perspective holds that everything in existence is in process, that becoming is more fundamental than being, and that reality is not made up of static things like stars in the sky, but events, happenings, energy in motion, the action of following that star. The simplest explanation I ever heard of process theology comes from John Cobb. He says that we tend to think of objects, nouns, as what is most real. tables and chairs and floors and walls and bodies, things we can touch. But in process theology, we don't think of objects as the most real. What matters is not the things, but the movement of things, what they are doing, how they are becoming. What matters then is not the star, but the movement toward the star, and the faith and curiosity and appreciation held within that symbolic movement. What matters is not the lungs or even the breath itself, but the breathing, the paying attention to the breath, what we do with it. In this perspective, God exists as a creative force that invites us into interaction. And through those interactions, we move with and through and among God. Indeed, we need these interactions to help us clarify and make meaning of our lives. We move in and through and among the very meaning that we are trying to find. I'll say here that this all sounds like it could be wonderful and beautiful, and it is. Yesterday in the new member journey session, we talked about how difficult it is, though, to live those principles, to live into what our faith calls us to, especially when others are not recognizing the inherent worth in every human, nor recognizing the web of life, both of which are so important to our surviving and thriving. Does this then hold up a mirror to us, to both help us root out who we don't want to be, and maybe to recognize that it could be us, except for some observation that we made or that someone made of us that helped us see our own light, our own truth, our own ishness? These experiences allow an aperture to open up, as Walter Wink puts it, to a place where God can be, where God can exist. We get glimpses of God as a cosmic creativity that deepens our delight and invites us into spiritual understanding that is, at its essence, one of possibilities. We are co-creators. So when the word of God is used here, you may have to wipe away any previous notions that you have about what God is and begin to allow for the concept of God as process, as presence, as partner, as evolving and ever-changing, constantly changing. Theologian Gordon Kaufman offers a notion of God as a symbol of orientation that can help draw us or drive us beyond our present ideals and values into a new and open future, transcending anything we today can even imagine. Transcending anything we today can even imagine. Hasn't that already happened? Haven't we already transcended what we could have imagined in the past? Lately, I have been so moved by all that has been created in this world, and dare I say, awed by it. I invite you to imagine it now, to visualize. Well, let's just start with one thing. Let's start with music. Think of all the songs that have been created ever through the ages. All the pieces of music that have been created, symphonies and rock and roll and psalms and the blues and rap and country. Think of all the instruments that have been created to make music, to turn these things into sound. They create this symphony, this composition, this riff, this song, this music, this note. Some may say that the creation of that music, the instruments, the songs, comes from God, from some outside source affecting the person in some way to make the person develop this instrument or create this song. But process theology allows for a collective creative consciousness or unconsciousness that moves in us and that moves between us and inspires us to create as we have been created by our ancestors, by a twinkle in someone's eye years and years and years ago. Everything is in the process of being created in each moment, of being just in that moment. And now allow your minds to go beyond music into other forms of art, painting, sculpture, and then various forms of produce like tomatoes and beans, of the games that have been created, technology, books, poetry, the grafting of trees. It is boundless. We are co-creators every day and all the time. I think about how the earth was created, Big Bang and all, Big Bang or not. And I think about when there was nothing, when there was the void or that dark space of generativity and creativity. It lives in us, resides in us, thrives in us. Everything changes. We are not meant to stay the same. We are meant to change, to transform, to shift, to grow. And we may not be aware of it, but we are changing all the time. Life is a series of minute changes. The world was created and is continually created in a series of those minute changes. I think of all the systems that have been created and wonder if, along with those Newtonian physics, those old systems that we're still using are insufficient for understanding the universe and each other. And in fact, that is happening. We are changing some of those. We're recognizing and changing some of those systems and how we've done things. It is happening. It's always happened. We didn't always have what we have now. Adrienne Marie Brown, in her book Emergent Strategy, has come along to show a new way of being in community that people are practicing in real time. A new way of being with each other and being in the world. Martha's rules have been developed to take the place of the cumbersome Robert's rules of order. Emergent strategy looks at being relational and not transactional, as developing relationships with people and across networks and webs. All that you touch, you change, and all that you change changes you, writes Octavia Butler. So we know then that welcoming new members, as we did earlier, changes this congregation. Those folks have already changed this congregation because they've been around for several months, just as we are changed by each person here today. And that is as it should be. It is all part of the process of growing. We're not meant to stay the same. If we hold on to what was, we stagnate. If this congregation had held on to what was, we would still have a building without an indoor restroom. The building would hold only 44 people at a time in the chapel without that side door. It would be without heat and air conditioning, or we could still be meeting in a school. I say this as much for new members as for the ones who've been around a long time. Someday, you new members will not be new anymore. You'll have been around a long time too. And how will you make space for those new to this community? How will we continue to be co-creators of this congregation? We, all of us, and all that is, are an act of creation, a marvelous, magnificent mess, an unruly process with a nature of change. And our tradition, Unitarian Universalism, this living tradition, we are process and presence and partners, transforming ourselves to transform the world. May that be so. May we be willing to be changed by what we observe and by what observes us. May we build a new way of being in the world. It is already happening. happening. Please join in our closing hymn, "We Are Building a New Way."